A Jewish Journal article. A call for sanity and unity. American Jews have become enamored with and distracted by the political scene. We attribute almost biblical powers to our politicians, and some of us have turned our political party of choice into a quasi-religion. Their platforms have become our Ten Commandments, and canceling our opponents is like some sort of mitzvah, so much so that anyone who disagrees with us is an infidel who must be harassed for their beliefs. Whether it's the 2016 or the 2020 presidential election, some fear that America is falling, others feel we're saved. Either way, when 50% of the country thinks you're crazy, you are in need of a wake-up call. The biblical plagues that visited the Egyptians demonstrated there was one power, God. The Egyptians worshipped the Nile, so God literally turned it into a bloodbath. Every plague took away another aspect of the Egyptian Weltanschauung. Worldview, stripping society of its power illusions. And the greatest illusion of today? The presumption of Western infallibility. Decades ago, Louis René Barrès, now professor emeritus at Purdue University, stated that before the Messiah comes, the West must fall. The glory of Western society, technology, wealth, entertainment, is too dominant, too successful, and too full of promise for the majority of Jews to thoughtfully consider the superiority of a Torah lifestyle. We're too distracted to long for Zion and redemption. The book of Proverbs 21:1 says that the hearts of kings are in God's hand. Leaders drive current events, which is God's communication to man sans prophecy. The last year has been like no other in recent memory. God is talking, saying, "Return, O Jews in exile. You are majoring in minors. Your priorities need rearranging. For a single person to manipulate U.S. politics is beyond anyone, as Donald Trump has learned. As much as the late billionaire Sheldon Adelson wanted to influence American politics, he will be remembered for moving the needle in the Jewish world. This is our opportunity as well. We must look inward to our Jewish people, who are the greatest change agent and the highest leveraged asset, with the best ROI in human history. Politics is not a lifestyle nor a goal in and of itself. Taken to an extreme, politics had British Jews and German Jews in bloody trench warfare shooting at each other during World War I, and lately, that's what American Jews have been doing, too. History teaches that unity is in our best interest. We must find a way to come together, to overlook differences and to celebrate commonalities. Allow the Talmud, which contains every concept known to man, to be our guide. It is the greatest example of free speech, which is why several attempts have been made to censor it over the millennium. It contains heated debate, where every idea has its day in court, because truth is not afraid of anybody. For two millennia, it has allowed any and every voice to be heard. No one is silenced. Some think that the game we are playing is democracy, and the scoreboard counts votes to determine the winner. If you are Jewish, then you are playing the wrong sport, in the wrong arena, and wearing the wrong uniform. God is looking into our hearts to see how much we are loving, aiding, and abetting fellow Jews along the lines of our 3,800-year tradition. God determines the quality of our lives based on this, and at some point will redeem us. Full stop. Around the corner is Purim, marking the anniversary of COVID-19 forcing its way into our lives. It was on Purim that we believed a Jewish queen in the castle would save us. But she couldn't, not without us realizing our total reliance on God. We had to come together for unified prayers, fasting, and repentance. Let us take a page from history and understand that no political victory or loss brings us closer to redemption if we are a fractured people. We must start talking instead of unfriending each other. Tikkun Olam and polarization cannot coexist. The story of Joseph is not about how to solve the global famine at the time, a catastrophe on a greater scale than what we are experiencing today. God sent the famine so 12 brothers could resolve their differences and form the foundations of Jewish destiny. It's not the headlines that matter. Jews are the news. Nobody knows the future, although there is fear of society unraveling before our eyes. Grand forces of history are at play. Our response must be to create a Jewish dialogue, to strengthen Jewish values without being political. For this, we need two sides to the conversation. Let's imagine that the next great Jewish contribution to American society will be preventing a civil war. Let's imagine learning and discussing how to better love and respect one another. Let's imagine a life that is neither red nor blue, but guided by the profound wisdom of our Jewish heritage. Our country and the American Jewish future critically depend on it. Rabbi Aryeh Markman. is the executive director of Aish.LA and can be reached at email protected. Rabbi Shraga Simmons, the co-founder of Aish.com and HonestReporting.com, can be reached at email protected.